This is VOA News. By a remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Many families in South Korea's capital are waiting for word on their loved ones after more than 150 people died in a crush of Halloween revelers. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Ambulances raced to the scene in the Itaewon district of Seoul, where about 100,000 people had gathered to celebrate Halloween. However, what started off as an opportunity for fun soon turned into a nightmare. Scores of people died and hundreds more were injured after a huge crowd was pushed and crushed into a narrow alley. Witness Janelle Story said the turnout was much bigger than expected.
This was next level, shoulder to shoulder.
Janelle filmed the crowds when things started to go wrong. When emergency services finally managed to get through the crowds, it was already too late. Local TV showed bodies lined up next to each other, partially covered by blue blankets. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol declared a one-week national mourning period. He called the tragedy devastating. I'm Karen Chames.
The two car bombs that exploded at Somalia's education ministry next to a busy market intersection killed at least 100 people and wounded 300, President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud said on Sunday, warning the death toll could rise. Saturday's attack was the deadliest since a truck bomb exploded at the same intersection, October 2017, killing more than 500 people. The al-Qaeda-linked Islamist group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Russian President Vladimir Putin's foreign minister on Sunday needled U.S. President Joe Biden over Ukraine, saying that he hoped the U.S. president had the wisdom to deal with a global confrontation similar to the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has triggered the biggest confrontation between Moscow and the West since the Cuban Crisis. This is VOA News. Demonstrators took to the streets of Congo's eastern city of Goma on Sunday, protesting against a rebel insurgency authorities accuse Rwanda of backing, an allegation Rwanda has repeatedly denied. Sunday's protest comes after M23 rebels seized control of two major towns in eastern Congo this week and doubled the territory they hold after fierce fighting with the Congolese military, authorities said. A Palestinian was shot dead after he carried out a car-ramming attack against Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank Sunday. The Israeli military said the Palestinian attacker drove his car into the soldiers at a bus station and then struck others by a nearby intersection, injuring five of them. The military said a police officer and a civilian shot him as he tried to flee the scene. The Associated Press has learned that the suspect in the attack on U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was carrying zip ties. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The suspect, who confronted 82-year-old Paul Pelosi early Friday inside his California home, beating him with a hammer, came there with zip ties. That's according to an inside source who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Zip ties were visible on some of the attackers who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. In another parallel to that attack, police say suspect David DePappi broke into the Pelosi home asking, "Where is Nancy?" The same words uttered by Capitol intruders who threatened the speaker. DePappi will be in court this week on charges of suspicion of attempted murder, elder abuse, and burglary. Mr. Pelosi's recovering from surgery and multiple injuries. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A Philippine official says many victims of a huge mudslide in a southern coastal village thought a tsunami was approaching and ran to higher ground at the foot of a mountain. They were instead hit by a boulder-laden deluge set off by torrential rains from Tropical Storm Nalji. At least 20 bodies have been dug out by rescuers in the muddy mound that now covers one of the hardest-hit villages. Officials fear 80 to 100 more people, including entire families, may have been buried by the mudslide. More than 300 Iranian journalists have demanded the release of two colleagues jailed for their coverage of Mahsa Amini, whose death in custody triggered protests, posing one of the biggest challenges to ruling clerics in decades. Their call came in a statement published by Iranian newspapers on Sunday. And recapping our top story, many families in South Korea's capital are waiting for word on their loved ones. 150